In a sense, the 2014 midterm election is Barack Obama's final campaign. One last chance to win over voters and help Democrats hold their majority in the Senate.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. Michelle's pretty happy about that. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
November 4th, Obama's policies are on the ballot. Vote to keep terrorists off U.S. soil. Vote Republican.
Republicans have been eager to make the president a focal point of their national campaign, including Republican Senate candidate Tom Tillis in North Carolina.
If you want the same failed policies to President Obama, you'd vote for Kay Hagan.
Speaker Tillis wants to make this race about the president. This race is about who is going to represent North Carolina in the U.S. Senate.
The president's low public approval ratings have caused many Democrats to keep a distance. And where he does campaign, such as this rally in Maryland, Mr. Obama is quick to blame Republicans for political gridlock.
I mean, you know they're against me. We know that. You know, y'all know. If I propose something, they're against it.
The president and his fellow Democrats are at a disadvantage this year, says analyst John Fortier.
Republicans, one, midterm elections tend to go against the president no matter what. Two, the president isn't doing so well in public opinion polls. He's at about 40 to 42% of people thinking he's doing a good job.
Public concerns about Ebola and the threat of Islamic State terrorists have voters on edge, says Thomas Mann of the Brookings Institution.
It contributes to an environment in which people feel, well, the president just doesn't have this under control.
Democrats have welcomed campaign help from First Lady Michelle Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and her husband, former President Bill Clinton.
You can't afford to vote against something. You need to vote for something.
You need to vote for something.
A Republican takeover of the Senate could shift the balance of power in Washington, says pollster Frank Newport.
And if the Senate did tip over so that the Republicans had majority control, that would make it even more difficult for the president to try to get things passed or to work with Congress, since it's both houses would be controlled of the opposition.
And a continuation of political gridlock, says Thomas Mann.
But it's hard. I mean, it's been mean and nasty and oppositional, ugly and unproductive. So it's how much worse can it get?
I, Barack Hussein Obama.
Mr. Obama came to power with the hope of transcending partisanship, and now will likely face his greatest political test in the final 2 years of his presidency. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.